Hey, 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 good morning, everyone, and welcome to Mondays with Maggie. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of not only this podcast, but Eat It and Like It with Jesse Blanco. You can find that Sundays, 1230 WJCL TV here in Savannah, Hilton Head, YouTube, website, all of the digital entities. On the other end of the line, Margaret, we call her Maggie Crenshaw. Good morning. We are dried up.
Good morning.
We are Debbie dried out. Yes?
Yes. I'm looking outside. You would not even have any idea what just happened to Hilton Head. It's all back to normal.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't disagree with that. And, you know, people, I hate referring to Debbie and the threat that it posed. I get so frustrated sometimes when people these days, as you know, like to attack the media for any reason in particular. But, you know, if you recall, those couple of days ahead of Debbie, they were predicting potential historic rainfall. Remember,
yes.
we were threatened with could be 30, 40 inches of rain. We need to be prepared for this. And so I was at Fresh Market on Tuesday. And the butcher, he says, "So we didn't get any of that stuff they were talking." It was half cynical, and I said to him, "Man, you know, they have to tell us how bad it can be. That doesn't mean it will be. And if it doesn't, you know, count your lucky stars and let's keep moving. If it doesn't, we can't go around saying they lied to us. No." They're telling us worst case scenario could be pretty bad. If it's not, great. Let's keep moving instead of lashing out at what, you know, people perceive to be misinformation, you know. I'm glad it wasn't worse than it was, is my whole point.
Yeah.
Try telling the people in Richmond Hill, have you seen some of the flooding in Richmond Hill here? Hello?
I'm sorry, what? Oh,
have you seen some of the flooding here that we still have in Chatham County and Bryan County? Have you seen any of that?
No. I'm going to be totally honest. I didn't realize that you did.
Yeah, yeah.
Over in Richmond Hill.
Yeah, it's still flooded right now. As we discussed this Monday morning, they have a serious flooding issue over there because the Ogeechee River has crested and we got some more rain yesterday and It's a big mess. Chatham County schools are having to make alternate arrangements and all kinds of stuff to get kids in and out of school because it's, I think my wife told me there were a dozen or so schools affected with about 400 kids whose homes are surrounded by flooding. So anyway.
Well, I didn't know that. I'm so sorry to hear that. But what I will say in regards to Hilton Head and our particular efforts since Matthew and knowing that we needed to improve our infrastructure in regards to drainage for storms such as this, the town did a phenomenal job. Hilton Head has done a phenomenal job in the year since Matthew and the one that was after that, and I can't remember her name, that hurricane, in order to improve the infrastructure. And then during the actual event, leading up to the event and during the event, the town was just really on top of communicating with everybody what was going on. And, you know, the drainage was working beautifully for the most part on the island.
That's
I mean,
fabulous.
I know there were spots,
sure.
But it could have been a lot worse here had we not taken those efforts, you know, over the last years.
And I think, you know, to put a bow on Debbie and get back into food, we could say, you know, considering that whole thing was going to move right over us and park, it could have been a lot worse. And, you know, save for a few people here and there, it wasn't. It was, you know, I call it rain with a name cynically, but that's kind of what it was for most of us.
It was, yeah.
So,
you're right.
But you did, I saw on social media, you did find time to eat last week with everybody kind of hunkering down. That's good.
I did. So, you know, because I was involved in the show all summer, I really I've grazed through all of the restaurants in Coligny pretty well, but I really haven't expanded my eating outside of that in some time. So it's been nice to have the free time and I have friends and clients and whatnot reaching out and wanting to get together and reconnect. And so I had several nice meals out this week. The first one being yours and my one of our favorites would be what they're doing in Sea Pines Resort. And so I was able to hang out at the beach last Sunday and with a special friend, and we rolled right into a really nice dinner rooftop at Coast, which I hadn't done in a really long time. And it looked to me a bit like they had changed up the menu some since I had been there. And I can't really discuss specifics on that or point my finger to what it is. I'm just saying the menu looked like they'd had reprinted it, so they must have moved some items around and whatnot.
I'm a big fan.
But it was
fan.
So nice. Yeah. It was right before the storm, was getting ready to be here. So it was a little bit cloudy and it was a little bit drizzly for our beach walk, but it was still a ton of people out and a really nice evening there.
My introduction, if you will, to the Sea Pines Resort and all of the good food that is there goes back years. And I think my entry level, if you will, my point of entry, I should say, to the Sea Pines property, everybody thinks, the lighthouse and quarterdeck, I don't need to tell you the quarterdeck wasn't what it is today 5 years ago. It just got remodeled and redone. But my original point of entry for the Sea Pines Resort and the great food that they have there was at Coast, I guess it still is called the Beach Club sometimes.
It was historically Sea Pines Beach Club.
Yeah.
The whole entity. Yeah.
And to this day I tell people it's one of my favorites. You get a lowercase F fine dining vibe, but it's super casual.
So casual.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites on the island, and I've sent a number of people from here in Savannah, hey, we want some seafood. If we got a view, something off the beaten path. And I've sent, let me not exaggerate, in the last 5 to 7 years, I've probably sent 4 or 5 people over there all the way from Savannah. And every last one of them have texted me from there or afterward, like, man, that was amazing. We need something like that in Savannah. I wish it weren't so far. All the stuff. And so I'm a huge fan of everything they do at Coast. It's tough to beat that view, huh?
I've never had a meal that I didn't enjoy there.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they do a really good job.
Yeah.
And they could easily fall into that, the cliche of, nice view, okay food. But they don't. They surpass that by far.
Yeah.
And their offerings, they're, excuse me, when you go to a restaurant and you're having a hard time deciding what to have, that's the dilemma I'd rather be in, rather than looking at a menu and going, I'm not really inspired by any of this. But I will say, typically when I go to Coast, I'll have seafood because they do it so well. But this particular time last week, they have a short rib beef on the menu, and I had it, and it was so, so good. I make that at home a lot.
Yeah.
And I always think I do a pretty good job, but theirs was really, really good.
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever eaten anything there that I've not just absolutely loved. It's a great little, everything. We could spend an hour talking about all the food that I love inside of Sea Pines. The Lynx American Grill and what Chef Sean does over there is arguably the best on the island from my seat. And then Quarterdeck is what it is. It's good. But yeah, I'm a huge fan of what they do at Coast. Have you ever, you said you haven't been there in years. I was going to ask you if you've ever had one of their seafood towers. They're pretty special.
At Coast, yes.
Yeah. I did it was funny. I did, this was 2020. 2020. I did a photo shoot there, and the guys were like, hey, what do you need? Well, no, I just, you know, a beer, because I stood out on the railing there with my dear friend, the dearly departed Butch Hirsch. He was taking some photos for me. This was late August of 2020. You know, we were all coming out of a shutdown. And they brought me out this seafood tower, and it was, like, massive. And, yeah, I ate seafood, but there was no way I was going to eat a seafood tower by myself. So I actually wound up sharing it with some strangers at the bar. It was pretty funny.
Lucky strangers.
Yeah. Yeah. So okay. So, Coast, I saw you went to see our dear friend Amanda Pomodori.
I did. Had a nice dinner there with my bestie Beth. Shout out to Beth, who what is my partner in real estate. She's on my real estate team, and during this whole summer that I've been so busy with the theater, she's had my back 100%, helping me get some real estate stuff accomplished when I was otherwise incapacitated due to the show. So I really owed her a night out. So we went to Pomodori. It was kind of a no-brainer. It was one of the, you know, you're texting back and forth. Okay, sure. Yeah, let's meet Tuesday at 6 or whatever it is. And where do you want to go? And, you know, immediately, Pomodori? ? Yep, you got it. So we had a really nice bottle of, they have one bottle there. And their wine list is amazing. She's got all the Brunellos and the Super Tuscans and the Valpolicellas and all the, you know, Chianti and all those wonderful Italian wines that everybody loves. But I love Sangiovese, and she's got one on the menu there. So we shared a bottle of Sangiovese. And then, you know, she's got that kale salad, the Cavolo e Pecorino. It's shaved kale and Brussels sprout, almonds, Pecorino Romano, lemon. I mean, it's the most delightful salad.
I was going to say that.
I literally crave it when I'm not there.
I don't generally gravitate to kale salads, but what you just described sounded amazing.
Yeah, you don't even know you're eating kale. You know you're eating green stuff that's crunchy, but it's almondy and it's lemony and it's cheesy and it's just really divine. So each of us started out with one of those, and then I just had to do my favorite, chicken piccata. You know, you'll hear the word piccata come out of my mouth quite a lot because it's literally my favorite.
That is one of my favorites there. I go there thinking I'm going to try something else, and I end up with the piccata as well. Same thing. It's so good. I have
well,
it.
As you know, I have not been doing gluten, so I didn't want a big bowl of pasta.
Right.
So right. It was hard for me not to go with my fave. Otherwise, right. I probably would have had the short beef ragu because I think I could bathe in that dish. It's just so delicious.
That's so heavy for summer, though.
It is, yeah.
When I'm on your side of the river and I'm driving home and it's after 5 o'clock, I've been known to stop in at Pomodori Bluffton. For a quick, you know, because it's right there. I literally drive right by their front door, and I know the crew, and Amanda's generally not there, but I stop, and that's one of those things. I stop, people are eating outside, it's a wonderful scene, and I'm going to get something else. And I always get the piccata. So, yeah, I haven't done that, and I usually, you know, summer being what it is, summer, as you know, I've mentioned it here a bunch of times, I don't come over to the island nearly as much as I do outside of the summer. After Labor Day, I call it Jesse season, because I'll be over there a ton. You'll be wanting to get rid of me, but, yeah, so I haven't stopped off at Pomodori Bluffton in a hot minute, probably since April. But they're doing live music on Wednesdays at 6 o'clock, so I may do that. Depends on how my Wednesday goes. So anyway,
I have not made it out to the Bluffton location, but I intend to do that.
Yeah,
it's on the list. But and I like you, there's less movement in this sort of arena in the summertime. Once we get past Labor Day,
yeah,
we can move more freely about the cabin. so to speak.
Yeah, totally. So, Pomodori check. Anywhere else? You told me you hit some spots for lunch.
I went to some of my favorite lunch spots I haven't been to in a long time. I went to Cactus Street and Fiesta Fresh, and I feel like there's another one. Riley's. I was at Riley's. You know, and just basically catching up with people who I've not been able to connect with for a couple of months. So,
I get it.
And you know, those are my tried and true favorites. You hear me talk about those all the time.
Yeah.
Now there is a new Indian restaurant that opened just in the last couple of weeks, and I was going to try and get there tomorrow, so I'd have today to talk about it, but it wasn't in the cards for me. And as you know, I am traveling abroad. I'll be in London leaving tomorrow, and on the top of the list of restaurants to engage with are Indian restaurants, and I already have one recommendation from friends that will be hitting in London. So I thought my Indian experience in Hilton Head will wait till after I return. And that new restaurant is over in Wexford, the Shops at Wexford, where the Zaxby's used to be.
Right.
And it's called Masala Mantra Indian Bistro. And I cannot wait to try it. I've seen some people posting on Facebook that it's really good. And there's like 15 vegetarian dish options. That comes from my friend Lisa Bernstein, Bernie, well known as Bernie, who enjoys her vegetarian cuisine. So
that's awesome.
Looking forward to that.
I Saturday mentioned real quickly a shout out to Chai Penny in Asheville. I spent Saturday in Asheville one day. I was home by midday yesterday.
Of course you were.
Yeah, you know how that is.
A little jet setter.
Yes. Car setter. the Sierra Nevada Brewery is off the beaten track. It is spectacular.
That's right.
We went to Chai Penny, which is a Beard Award winning. They won a Beard Award for best restaurant in 2022, and they just expanded. You know, Asheville has an amazing food scene, and this was a beautiful restaurant. You can see pictures. I'll post some with this podcast, but also on my social media, Instagram and Facebook, I shared some photos. Just a beautiful restaurant. It happens to me almost everywhere I go. You see a beautiful space and you go, why can't we have anything like this in Savannah or Hilton Head? Not to say that we don't have beautiful restaurants here. Of course we do. But you see so much decoration and ornate stuff out there in the world that we don't have in this area. It's like, I wish we had this or I wish we had that. But I love what we have, so it's a matter of, you know, is the grass always greener?
that's a pretty interesting statement, too, because we have what we have, because for these past 5 decades, people have been saying, I wish we had.
Right. Oh, yeah.
We've come a long way, baby.
You know, and it's funny you say that, because I say that about Savannah all the time. You get, you know, the national narrative out there is Savannah has this great food scene, and Savannah has this great food scene, and yes, we have 100 times this food scene today that we had in 2010, for example. And you get people who come here from real vigorous food cities like Portland, Oregon, or, you know, New York, San Francisco, Chicago, or whatever. And they get here and go, that's it. Well, buddy, you got to understand where we came from. The fact that we have two Indian restaurants is a minor miracle here. And, you know, we have a lot of good food here, but it's not the level of an Austin or a Portland or, you know, any of those other places, but we love it for what it is, just like your island, correct?
Well, that's so true. That's a great statement. Even in a city like Savannah, that's centuries old.
Yep.
Hilton Head is basically brand new.
Yep.
I mean, we've only been developed as a resort destination since what began in the late 50s and didn't really even take off until the late 70s, early 80s, and then arguably the last 10 years have seen more growth exponentially than any of the decades prior to that.
Yeah.
So, you know, the food scene, all the business scenes are expanding exponentially as well to catch up with all of that.
Now, if we can only do something about that shade of beige. Lord.
I don't think that's going anywhere.
Lord.
I really don't. That's
the island and the beige. I want to bang my head against the wall sometimes, but. I accept it for what it is. It's a beautiful little cove, if you will, the entire island. You know, it's everything's tucked away, and it's and you know, I enjoy visiting your island. So,
Well, I look forward to more visits.
Yes.
Labor Day can't get here quick enough for me, so you can get over here. And it's been a minute since we've shared a meal,
broken bread. Yeah. So, so you're headed across the pond. I am headed across the pond.
Headed across the pond.
Yes. You you get back the day before I leave.
We literally do this every time we plan travel.
Yeah. Yeah. But very good. It'll be a good time. We'll have to share stories of proper pints and all of that stuff in a couple of weeks. I'll be here next week, whether solo or with a stand-in, Maggie. But then you and I will reconvene. I guess 2 weeks from today is Labor Day. Is that accurate? No.
I think you're right.
No.
It's a little later this year, isn't it? That last weekend.
September 2nd is Labor Day.
Uh-huh.
So I think we have the 24th. Yeah, might be. No, I think it's 3 weeks. Anywho, we will reconvene.
Yes. And we'll have lots to discuss.
Yes, yes. All right, we're going to get out of here. You enjoy your trip. Enjoy the Indian food and enjoy all those Swifties. You're going to see Taylor Swift, yes?
Yes, we're going to see Taylor Swift. I also have tickets to see a British farce, because when in Britain, you have to see a British farce.
Yes.
And it's called The Play That Goes Wrong, which I have seen before, but I'm excited to see real British people do it.
Very good. Very good. Well, you enjoy, and we'll hold down the fort, and we'll catch up in a couple of weeks.